It's really something special. Yeah, I mean, that wraps it up for the 1 to 2 a.m. slot here. And now, well, now it is 2 a.m. And you know what that means. It's just about time for the official start of tonight's installment of the Tortoise Tower Hour with your host, Donovan Menard, here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. So, you know, I got some tunes up my sleeve here. I think, why don't we start with some Queen? Because you can't go wrong with Queen, you know? You just can't. You simply cannot. I mean, Freddie Mercury, you know? What a guy. What a fella. What a mustache. Although, the song you're about to hear was actually recorded before he had a mustache. But hey, I think he still sounds pretty good. This is a song that I like to call Killer Queen. I like to call it that because that's what it is called. I hope you enjoy.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, jeopardy. Beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. You're absolutely dry. She's out to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try?
That was Killer Queen by Queen. What a song. What a song, right? That's a song by Queen, and it's called Killer Queen, and it's from the album Sheer Heart Attack. I love the harmonies in that song. What's great about Queen songs is that, like, they kind of have a opera-esque quality to them. Which is pretty cool, I think it's pretty cool. Anyway, we are now going to listen to a newer song. This one's by Jack Stauber, or Stauber. I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name. And the song is called Leopard. I sincerely hope that you enjoy this one. I apologize, we had a bit of a technical difficulty there, you know. The kind of thing happens around these parts. And can't avoid it every now and then. So I apologize for the slight delay. I slid up the Rivendell slider instead of the Aux 1 slider. Pulled a bit of a Charlie Gordon there, I know, but don't worry. We're all good. For real this time. Get ready to listen to Leopard by Jack Stauber. God sent you wrapped in satin.
Every time we change, it's cool.
that was Leopard by Jack Stauber. My friend Lucy, I think, recommended that to me, that artist. So thank you, Lucy. You know, I think his stuff definitely reminds me of Talking Heads. Especially that second section of Leopard. Which is a fun song, because it really changes styles quite a bit. Like, he kind of transitions from almost sounding a little Frank Sinatra-ish, sounding very David Byrne-ish, in just two consecutive kind of portions of the song. So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what our pal Jack has in store for us in the future. I don't know about you, but I sure am. Now, I think it's time that I play some cake. Excuse me. I'm gonna play you some cake. This is Never There by Cake.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much. You tell me that you love me so. You tell me that you care. But when I need you, baby,
you're never there.
First you say you're too busy. I wonder if you even miss me. Never there. You're never there. You're never, ever, ever, ever there.
Hey!
Flies away, a candle's fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. A golden bird that flies away, a candle's fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. Hey! You tell me that you love me so. You tell me that you care, but when I need you,
baby,
take the time to get to know me. If you want me, why can't you just show me? We're always on this roller coaster.
That was Get Away by Earth, Wind, and Fire, which is one of my personal favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire songs. You know, I love the brass in that song. It's quite something. Earth, Wind, and Fire's got really incredible horn section. Very high energy. Really adds a lot of soul to their music. You know? You know what I'm saying? You dig what I'm laying down, you know? Well, excuse me. I believe now would be a good time to play some the specials. So that's what I'm gonna do. Now this is the song What I Like Most About You Is Your Girlfriend by the Specials. And it's a good one, in my opinion. Everyone entitled to their own opinion, of course, but I hope you find this song to be a considerably good one as well. Alright. Here we go. I apologize. I made the same mistake I did like two songs ago. I slid up the wrong slider. Very foolish of me. Very foolish. Anyway, here is And I'm gonna get the right, I'm gonna get the aux one this time. Here is, let me check something. Okay, we're all good. What I Like Most About You Is Your Girlfriend by The Special. I apologize for what just happened there. Looks like we got a little bit of an internet issue. Let me see if I can resolve this real quick. I'm gonna try connecting to a different Wi-Fi network. See if that does the trick. But, you know. Yeah, I mean, this was a good song. I had the... Unfortunate, it's got to be interrupted this way. Let's see if this allows it to play. Oops. Okay, I think we are good. I'm gonna go back for you guys a little bit by a few seconds so you don't miss any of it. All right, here we go. That was What I Like Most About You Is Your Girlfriend by The Specials. And you know what time it is? It's time for a PSA. Alright? It is time for a PSA. So, buckle up. Alright? This one's... I found a pretty quirky one here. Which I'm about to read. And it looks like it's formatted as a little... A script. A little dialogue between a Karen and a Laura. This PSA is called Next Trip to the River. And there's sound effects too. Alright? Let's see here. Sound effects. Birds chirping. Chirp, chirp. Children laughing. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Sprinkler. Color jingling. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Karen. Welcome back. How was the trip to the river? Laura. Oh, it was fantastic. Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Sound effects. A bark. Bark. And a jingle of a collar. Jingle, jingle.
Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood. And it's decomposable, isn't it?
True. But all that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
Sound effects. Dog whimpers.
Whimper.
Voice. Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river.
Sound effects. Dog barks. Bark.
Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
Wow, thank you for that, Mystic River
Sorry, something's up with my voice.
Thank you for that, Mystic River Watershed Association. Next trip to the river. That was very interesting PSA there. Honestly, I enjoyed reading that. It was definitely, I don't know, more fun, in my opinion, than the Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA that I read a couple weeks back. And the Storm Season Emergency Preparedness PSA. Yeah, I might read that one again next week. I mean, let's hope for more of those kind of dialogue PSAs. Because those are... They're fun. And engaging. You know? I mean... Right now, I'm gonna play something that's a little bit different than what I usually play here. It's a song by the Youngblood Brass Band. And as their name suggests, they are a brass band. Kind of a New Orleans-style brass band, so not consisting solely of brass instruments, but also saxophones and a little bit of percussion. Oh man, it's a good band. Their sousaphone player is a fella named Nat McIntosh. And he is, I mean, he was really something else. He can make some crazy sounds out of his sousaphone. His range is incredible. He does multiphonics, which is like him singing into the instrument while also playing it, so he gets chords and stuff out of a brass instrument. Yeah, it's pretty cool. If you want to see, like, a very short and interesting video of what he can do, go on the YouTubes and search up The Warrior Comes Out to Play, and it should come up. That's a song that I believe he wrote, I think. Maybe someone else wrote it, but he definitely... I'm not entirely sure if he wrote it, but either way, he definitely popularized it with his sousaphone. I want to say cover, but I think the song is for sousaphone, so I don't really know what word I'm looking for. But I think, honestly, I think the video might actually just be called Tuba Beatbox, because a lot of people don't know the difference between a tuba and a sousaphone, so a lot of people think he's playing a tuba, which... You know, they're definitely very closely related instruments. But that fella, I don't think I've seen him play it too, but he's always got the sousaphone. So yeah, check that out. And the song I'm about to play by Youngblood Brass Band is called Eric Owen. Came out in 2013. Can you believe 2013 was 6 years ago? Like, what's going on? 6 years ago. 2013. I feel like 2010 was 6 years ago. But no, if you actually look into it, 2010 was 9 years ago. What is up with that? 9 years. That's almost 10 years, which is a decade. It's almost a decade. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. Time, what's going on? Time's going by so fast. You know? Oh, and I'd like to remind you again. If you have... If you just want to talk or make a request, call in. You can find our number on the WMFO website. At WMFO.org. You know what they say. WMFO.org. That's what they say. So, let me play you this song. This is Eric Owen by the Youngblood Brass Band. We'll be right back. That was Eric Owen by the Youngblood Brass Band. Now, folks, ladies and gentlemen of all shapes and sizes, of all genders, races, sexual orientations, religions, or lack thereof, nationalities, etc. I want you to listen up, because I got something important to tell you. Now, if you take, this is a quick look, this is a quick one, and it shouldn't be too hard. All I'm asking of you is that you take a look at the nearest clock. And I want you to note what time it is. You probably see that the clock says that it's 2:42 a.m. You know what that means? Do you? Do you know what it means? Do you know what time it is? When it's 2:42 a.m. It's okay if you don't. I understand. You can't know everything. I'll tell you. It's 2:42 a.m. Which means it's time for Talking Heads.
Just
That was Stay Up Late by Talking Heads. That's a good song. Now, I think what I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna play a hip-hop song, which I don't usually do on this show, but this is a good one. I like this song. It's funky, you know? It's a considerably funky hip-hop song. And it is called I Wish by One Hit Wonder, Ski-Lo. It's a song about a man struggling with his physical appearance. Because he's a bit on the shorter side. And he just yearns to be a little bit taller, to be a baller, to have a rabbit in a hat with a bat, something, etc. You know, he wishes for many things. Hence the name, I Wish. Kind of like that Stevie Wonder song that's also named I Wish. I mean, the songs aren't super similar, but the names of the songs are very similar, if not identical. I might even venture to say with 100% certainty that the song I Wish by Ski-Lo and the song I Wish by Stevie Wonder have completely identical song names. That is, if you don't count the artist's name in that, but I don't. You know, that's not part of the song. Like, if I were to tell someone to listen to a certain song, I'd include the artist's name, right? But I wouldn't say that's part of the song name, you know? I mean, the songs are both called I Wish, you know? And they're both good songs. They are both good songs. So, I hope you like this song. And without much, excuse me. Sorry about the coughing. Without much further ado, let's listen to I Wish by Ski-Lo.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 father. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leoshi, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall, and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, where the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, but you're in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't that type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 parlor. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I had a brand new car. So far I got this hatchback, and everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And do you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type of Rito. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 until the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles, and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I
I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot apart. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot apart. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday, and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, the Owl, Lorraine. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot baller.
There you have it. That was I Wish by Skee-Lo. What a funky song. I love the bass line, you know? And like the little whistle. That's a nice addition. You know, it sounds very very echoey, which I like. And the little piano chords. I believe that what song was, hold on, let me check. The bass line and also the little brass chords that recur throughout the song was sampled from the song Spinnin' by Bernard Wright. And that little song, that section with the bass line, actually only occurs just about once throughout the song. It's actually kind of like a transitional part of that song. And I really like what Skee-Lo did with it in his song. I think it works really well, you know? I like the little intro, too. So I hope you enjoyed that. Our time is almost up. We got about 5 minutes and 24 seconds. So I do have time to play you one more song. We're going to go with a Men at Work song. It's called Helpless Automaton. You know, I've never really known what the correct pronunciation for that word, automaton, is. I don't know if it's automaton or something, or automaton. It's a mystery. I'm going with automaton. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Now, this song, normally, Colin Hay does the lead vocals for Men at Work. This one's actually has lead vocals sung by Greg Hamm, who is also the saxophone player for the band and the flute player. So that famous little flute riff for Down Under, that was Greg Hamm right there. And of course, the sax riff from Who Can It Be Now? Yeah. Well, that was Greg Hamm as well. Sadly, Greg Hamm is no longer with us. But his music lives on. And we're going to hear some of it. We're going to hear some of it right now. With Helpless Automaton by Men at Work. Enjoy. Thank you. Was Helpless Automaton by Men at Work from their album Business as Usual. Good album. Check it out if you have the time. There's not a bad song on it. And that wraps up today's Tortoise Tower Hour. I hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving. And you know what? I'm thankful for you, the listener, for listening.